On May 22, 1998,
that's Lance Williams. I'm sitting with him in a quiet conference room in the Center for Investigative Reporting in Emeryville, and he's reading the prologue of a book he co-wrote called Game of Shadows.
First-hand look at the frenzied excitement surrounding Mark McGwire.
The book exposes confidential testimony of former San Francisco Giant Barry Bonds, baseball's all-time leader in home runs. Williams and colleague Mark Fanairuwata agreed to protect the source of that testimony at all costs.
The Justice Department decided to make an example of us, and we were sentenced to 18 months in federal prison because we just weren't going to tell who had helped us get our stories.
The duo was never put in prison, but news recently surfaced that President Donald Trump reportedly said back in February that journalists who reveal classified information should be put in prison, and those comments concern Williams. But take a short ride on the BART from Emeryville across the bay to San Francisco, and you'll find someone who isn't concerned by President Trump's comments whatsoever. Audrey Cooper is the editor of the San Francisco Chronicle. She says she and other journalists have faced bigger challenges from President Trump.
Well, I think he's been attacking the foundations of a free press and calling things he doesn't like fake news and then later admitting they're true.
Chairman of the San Francisco Republican Party, Jason Clark, says he likes President Trump's challenges to the media.
The media needs to be challenged because they're not going to be challenged by everyday readers who don't know any better.
But Clark and Cooper agree that journalists probably won't be facing jail time anytime soon.
I think the desk isn't that messy. I can show you worse.
Back in Emeryville, Williams shows me his desk and a Balco-themed t-shirt that he uses as a seat cover. That case convinced him that even if journalists don't face jail time, investigations from Washington will continue.
We're seeing more and more attempts by administrations, both Democrats and Republicans, to go after reporters when they don't like their stories.
For the Hearst Foundation, I'm John Thomas.